A meeting of the Zoning Review Board, and we welcome our audience tonight. And we appreciate your participation in this process. Generally we are reviewing properties in the historic districts and in the downtown overlay district. We have slightly different guidelines, of course. During the first few minutes, our board here will review the minutes for the April.
We didn't have an April meeting.
February and March. If y'all will do that, and then we'll entertain a motion, hopefully to approve or to amend those minutes.
Move that we approve the minutes as submitted.
All right.
Second.
Okay. And I'll just clarify, that's February and March Design Review Board work sessions and meetings. Mm-hmm. All in favor of approving the minutes as submitted, raise your hand. Okay. Thank you. And I believe now we're at the point where we could go into the historic district applications. Mr. Secretary?
We have one application tonight. This is Certificate of Application CERH 18-017. The applicants at 702 Carlton Avenue, southeast, just generally the northeast corner of Ori and Carlton, are requesting window replacement. They've tried to rework the windows, the current wood windows, a number of times, and it's become problematic, specifically with regard to weatherproofing and function for a number of the windows. They're proposing to replace a total of 29 windows on the property. 17 of those are visible from right of way.
Okay. And now we have an applicant here tonight, I believe. If you would please come to this center lectern and just state your name and your address.
Mm-hmm. 702 Carlton Avenue.
Okay. Good. And you're the resident. You're the resident and the applicant.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Good. Thank you. I think we've got a pretty good idea of what your concerns are and maybe your proposal for solving your window problem, but is there anything that you might want to enlighten us on as far as what you all have done thus far? It looks like you maybe were attempting to scrape and refurbish.
Tried doing that after the start of that. It turned out to be a more laborious job than it looked. Roughly 10 to 15 hours per window.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where some of it just was not replaceable. I've got windows that are bowed due to sun damage and that type of thing.
It looks like you've attempted.
End of life.
Yeah.
I do have photos if you want to take.
Yeah, and I think we've got a couple of them where
these are the actual. You have the new windows.
Right. We've got some existing conditions, but you can submit those and see if they're different.
Just to see the issues that are involved.
Yeah, you have a broken sill. The wood sill is actually broken off, and I guess there's places. Maybe I'm familiar with sometimes the sill may not break off, but water sill will get in.
It's pretty much coming behind the windows. You can caulk them as much as possible. They're not really holding the caulk anymore. I've got water coming into the house itself. So it's
Now, do you do some construction?
I had for years. Traveled around the world, and that was my job while I traveled.
Okay. Okay, so you're gonna probably have to take the frame and everything out.
The frames, as far as I can tell, are semi. I don't know until I open it up, but the
casing
frame outside, they're all coming off. They have to come off. But rework with wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'll have a casing that'll be a wood casing.
Correct. Any sill that needs to be replaced will be
and then the
put
sill
back with a wood sill.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay, so then it's more like an insert. It's more like a replacement window.
It is a replacement window. It's a wood replacement window with a aluminum clad.
Okay.
And also the divided lights on the outside of the window instead of the inside to give the same illusion as an older window.
Yeah, looks like a good application for that. And if you've read our guidelines in the historic district guidelines, we're very sensitive about window replacement. So many people say, oh, they've had some salesman come through and sell them on the idea of energy efficiency, and
I've seen some of those windows.
Yeah,
they don't look so bad.
Right, a lot of them are vinyl, and so we don't do it. It's not something that we approach lightly.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you've got a real problem there, and we see where you're attempting to stabilize the structure of the house itself, which is probably plaster walls on the inside. And
actually, no, I gutted the entire the structure
mm-hmm.
with new plumbing, new wiring.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it was plaster, probably.
It was plaster. I've insulated it.
Did it have insulation in it?
Yep.
Okay, it had it already.
No, it didn't.
Oh, it didn't. Okay.
It was not newspaper, I think.
Okay.
So this is pretty much my last project, other than painting it.
Okay. And you just now you're to the last thing. That's the one. Yeah, I used to live next door. That's why I was asking.
Okay.
I watched it deteriorate around the lady that lived there. Anybody else have any questions about it? I think he knows what he's doing here, and it's.
I have a local contractor that's going to do all the work, J.D. Cooper. I'm sure everybody knows.
Okay.
J.D.
Yeah.
He'll be doing that.
I was just curious about that wood casing frame and that. Except for the sill, it looks like it's in pretty good shape. And
some of them are salvageable.
But you probably need to, you might need to pull that out to get a new sealant joint.
Actually, what will happen is the windows will be popped from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a, stop
mm-hmm.
that holds the window pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, you screw it in each side, but it has a stop on the back. The stop will be taken out, at which point you can take the existing, cut the sash cord, take the existing windows out, and then the new one will fit in against the picture frame outside.
Hopefully leaving that intact.
If I can.
Hopefully.
If not, I'm going to match it with wood.
Yeah.
5/4 by 4. So it won't change.
With mahogany or some
this
kind of...
This is just pine.
But, I'm just trying to think. I'm thinking about water and...
There's a lot of paint.
Mm-hmm.
Good paint.
Yeah. Okay.
Somebody wanted to do, actually JD had mentioned doing aluminum out there, but I just hate the look of aluminum, so.
Yeah.
As far as trim,
mm-hmm.
it never looks good.
Well, answer any questions anyone have? Ben, you've got a question? No? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, are these the board's copies, or would you like these back?
No, you can't.
Okay, we'll enter these in as...
I got them on my phone.
We'll enter these in as Exhibit D, then, just for the record.
Okay. All righty, then. We'll go ahead and see if there are other folks that would like to speak, since we have one other folk here now. If anyone would like to speak with either for or against this application for replacement of the windows on a contributing property, and I don't see that we have anyone who wants to do that, so we'll go ahead and entertain a motion, and we can discuss it some more if need be.
I would like to move that we approve application CERH 18-017 as submitted.
Okay.
Second.
And second, motion second. Any discussion?
I think the application is needed and well thought out and appropriate for the house mm-hmm. in this age of condition.
Yeah,
and I personally think that it's the right thing to do.
Right. And it looks like this particular replacement window will be a pretty good replica of what's there now in terms of the number of panes and the fixed buttons on the outside. Mm-hmm. And But we understand the problem that he's attempted to repair, putting a lot of hours thus far. Okay. All in favor of the motion to approve the application submitted, raise your right hand. Okay. It's unanimous. Approved. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thanks for bringing it in. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think, yeah. Thank you.
Would you like a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
So moved.
Good. All right. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
We have a recycle bin.
In my office, so if you want to take it with me.